you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code?
45356.
45356?
Yes.
What is your first and last name?
Excuse me?
What is your first and last name?
Terry Peltier.
Now, what is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
P.O. Box 372, Piqua, Ohio 45356.
Can you give me one moment? One moment. Orders are loading, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Orders are loading.
I didn't order anything.
Okay. Do you recall an order on December 3rd for $5.74 for the Cruzette?
I do, but there was one that just came through for $67, and I did not authorize that.
Did that order, you were in trial, the initial order for the Cruzette, you were in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher. That is stated to you in the terms and policies that you have to accept online. If you don't accept the terms and policies, we cannot bill you. So you're getting billed $67.32, not for the Cruzette, but for the $125 voucher that you agree upon when you place the initial order for the Cruzette.
No, no, because it did not say anything about that.
I do apologize if the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order, but if you don't accept terms and policies, we cannot bill you the shipping and handling. So automatically that charge is valid due to terms and policies. If you don't want to continue with the membership, we go ahead and cancel your account to prevent all future charges.
Yes, cancel the account because I don't want this.
Give me one moment. Are you ready to write your cancellation number down, ma'am?
Hold on a second because I need to get a piece of paper. All right, I'm ready for it.
Confirmation number is CS and Charlie 267-0831.
I just want to repeat that. Susan and Charlie 267-0831.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now everything's been canceled.
Yes, your account has been canceled to prevent all future charges, ma'am.
Well, I want the 6731 or whatever the amount was put back in my account.
That charge will stand valid due to terms and policies. What I could do, I could apply 35% refund.
No. I want it all put back in there. I guess I could get a lawyer and come at you that way. Oh.
You contacting a lawyer, they will get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over the IP address, tracking numbers that lead back to the address name on the account. If they see that the terms and agreements are stated to you, automatically the charge will stand valid.
This is a scam.
It's not a scam when you accept that information online, ma'am. The most that we could do is apply a 50% refund of the charges that were done to the charge that was into the account, and your account is already canceled.
Well, you just said 35%. Now you're saying 50%.
Yes, those are discounts that we have available to continue with the account, but I'm applying a 50% refund instead of a discount.
Fine, put it back in there.
50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No.
Okay, if you have any additional questions, you can give us a call back. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling customer care.